I now have my ideal car. Oh, this is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I now have my ideal car. How many of us would like to have our ideal car? And we think, oh, it'd be wonderful to have a new car, an affordable car, a car that I can enjoy, a car, oh, maybe a very expensive car, oh, maybe a very fantastic car, oh, yes. We think about these things, but we think, nevermore, they're not for us. They're not something that I am going to have, and the reason that I am not going to have them is that I cannot conceive of myself having them. Truly, I cannot conceive of myself having them. Now, what a silly thing to do, you know? What a very, very silly thing to do. We think I would like my new car, and I would like to have it be a nice new car. It's not a new car, my ideal car. My ideal car does not have to be a new car, does not have to be an old car. It's just my ideal car. Now, what is my ideal car? We all have ideas about what our ideal car would be. Now, is it a new car? Is it an old car? Is it a used car? Is it a car that has been tried and true, that someone has lovingly put it through its first year and taken care of all the little foibles that happened to it, and it has it ready for me to use as the ideal car? I don't know. I don't really care. All I do is I am one pointed on the idea that I have my ideal car. Now you say, my goodness, what are you concentrating so on a car? What about a house? What about a relationship? What about good health? What about anything else that we would like to experience in this life? Yeah, what about anything else? Well, they're all the same. They're all the same. I have my ideal car. I now have my ideal car. I have my ideal car now. What is my ideal car? Do I know what it is? Do I know what the next step on my automobile ownership is going to be? No, I don't. I haven't the slightest idea. Oh, I can make it happen. I can take some money and go and buy a particular car. Say, I want that particular model and I want that particular item, and then have it turn out to be a lemon or have it turn out to be a very gas guzzler, or have it turn out to be not at all what we wanted. Who knows best what is your ideal car? Who knows best what is your ideal relationship? Who knows best what's your ideal health? You don't even know that. I don't even know that. What's my ideal health? I think my ideal health is to have a healthy body, to have a healthy mind, to have healthy limbs, organs, actions in my body and stuff. I don't even know. Nobody does. You say, I live in my ideal body. And what is that ideal body? You haven't even begun to live in the human body that you've been experiencing for these years of your life. You have not even been living in them because you're always looking for some improvement. You're always looking for something to upgrade, something to be more wonderful and more magnificent. Now, you're talking about, I now have my ideal car, and then you say, it's an affordable car. Well, boy, oh boy, oh boy. The minute you put affordable in there, you put a limitation. You don't want that. You said, it's my divine car. What is my divine car? It's not a matter of affordable or not affordable. I have it. Now, whether I buy it on time or whether I buy it straight out or whether it's given to me or whether I have it for whatever reason at all, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. As a youngster going off to college, the father says, "Well, son, time for you to have a car of your own, to get back and forth from college, and to get to your programs, and to get to your job and things. And I'm going to give you a car." And the son thinks, "Wow, how great." Now, the son does not think any limitations on his father's largesse, as his father gives of his goodness. The son only says, "Oh boy, my ideal car." Now, does the father give the son a convertible? Does he give him a real jazzy car? Does he give him a real special car that is going to really delight all the girls and delight everybody? Is it going to be a practical car? Is it going to be a good car, a strong, sturdy car that'll stand up under anything? Does the son really appreciate good cars, well built, so forth? No. It depends on how the parent has raised the child. And if the parent has raised the child that the child has its ideal body, and that's how we're raised, you know, the child has its ideal body, the child doesn't think of it being strong or weak, being healthy or unhealthy. The child just says, "My body is a body that I think nothing about. It's just there and does its perfect job, and all I think about is to delight in my body and say I have the ideal body now, without any type of delineation as to what that body is." And so, when the boy gets a car, the car is going to be exactly what his expectation is. What his expectation is of his father, of the car, of his next car. Exactly. And if a son gets a rattle trap, well, that's exactly what his expectation was. If the son gets a lovely, beautiful, sporty car for a young person to have, that's exactly what his expectation is. Who are these sporty cars created for in the first place? Why do manufacturers create sporty cars? Why do they create cars that are charming and imaginative and delightful? Because young people like them, and older people like them too. Now, why is it that when a person retires, and they get old and they retire, and they have money that they receive from their business because they retired, and they go out and they buy the car that they always wanted, and it's usually a convertible. They buy this convertible with all the razzmatazz in it, with all the special features on it, and they can afford it. It's not a matter they can afford it or not afford it. They always wanted it, so they go get it. And they buy this, and they drive it around, and you look at this elderly person driving this sporty, sporty car, and you think to yourself, that guy's young again. Mm-hmm. That woman is young again. Yeah, the women love to do that too. Oh my, yes. And what happens? They can afford it. They can handle it. It's not taking anything away from their budget. It's not taking anything away from what is necessary for them to have. They have their ideal car. Now, why didn't they have it much earlier? Well, they didn't have it much earlier because they thought, what would people think of me driving this sporty car, and me a middle-aged person, and me a older person, and having a family responsibilities? And, well, have yourself living in a harmonious home. Living in your ideal home. Don't worry about what it costs. Living in your ideal car. Don't worry about what it costs. The moment you worry about what it costs, it's not your ideal anymore. Now, you may get a very modest priced car, and it may be very adequate for what you want to use it and how you want to have it, and it makes you feel happy, and it makes you feel good inside to have that car. And if you're other people-oriented, Other people will say, that's a man of good sense. That's a woman of good sense. They bought a car not for show, but just to have a lovely car to drive in. Where do you stand on this? Where do I stand on this? Can I say I have my new car? That's silly. I have my ideal car. My ideal car. And do you know, some cars never grow old. Some cars become classics, and they are maintained within an inch of their life, and they never grow old. They're always beautiful. They're always fabulous. Some person would say, I always wanted this particular model, and I never had the time or bother to do it. Now I can do it. I'm going to do it. It's a matter of now. It's a matter of now I have my ideal car. But you have to know in your heart the word ideal. And the word ideal is just a fine car, an exquisite car, a lovely car, a lovely body, a lovely house, a lovely relationships. You see, all those things, they fall into the same packet. We don't say, I have an affordable relationship, or I have an affordable family, or I have an affordable house. We always sort of push the limit a little further than what affordable would be. Well, I'm making a change to my highest and best in attitude. I'm making a change to my highest and best in my attitude about myself and about who I am and what I am. I'm not buying a practical car. I'm buying a lovely car. I'm getting a lovely car. I now have my ideal car. So, people want to be thin or fat or short or tall or muscular or weak. Whatever they feel about themselves, they say, I am that. That's because the appearance is there of them being that. And as long as they say, I am that, they will be that which they say they are. Now, as long as you say, I have an affordable car, as long as you say, I have something that services my needs, as long as you say all of those limiting things, you will have that limiting experience. But when you, in the brightness of your heart, in the glory of your imagination, in the wonder and goodness of all that you are, can say, I have my ideal car now. You have it. You're thinking without limitations, or you're thinking in possibilities, you're thinking in probabilities, you're thinking in dreams, expensive or not. That's not the question. You have your ideal car. You have your ideal, whatever it is you want in your life, but without trying to describe it, because can you describe a beautiful sunset? Can you tell how it felt when you first saw your beloved and your heart went boom, boom in your chest? Can you tell when you first had your first child and all other children, and each child is born and you feel so delightful, so delighted, so happy, so wonderful. You feel, wow, am I blessed? Am I blessed to be the parent of this child, of these children? I am so blessed. And can you afford it? Can you appreciate it? Do you have the ideal child? Do you have the finest and the best of all the children that ever could be born, that ever could come on the face of the earth? You bet you do. Is that so hard to visualize? Not at all. But with that same delight and that same imagination and that same wisdom, see your car now, the ideal car in your world, and see it yours. You say, well, why are you spending so much time talking about a car? Well, because different people have approached me with a statement that they would like to have their perfect car. And they would like to have an affordable car. And they'd like to have a car that meets their needs. And I say, have no needs. have your consciousness leap in quantum leaps beyond imagination to the ideal car for you, the ideal circumstance for you, the ideal situation for you. Can you do that? You sure can. Do you want to do that? You sure do. Are you ready to do that? You sure are. And as you do that, you drive whatever car you're driving now, and you say, I am the pure white light of love. I surround my car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness. As you make this statement for yourself, this is what your car expresses for you, your ideal car. I am the pure white light of love. Know that first, because that's the point that you're working from. And then you say, I surround my car with my pure white light of love, and all its ways are peace, and all its paths are pleasantness. And as you live in that consciousness, as you live in that realization, as you live in that awareness, your life is more fulfilled, more blessed than you could ever imagine. Would a father ever want to give his son less than the finest and the best? You should give yourself the finest and the best. You should give yourself the ideal under all circumstances. The ideal body, the ideal mind, the ideal relationships, the ideal circumstances, the ideal car, house, family, whatever it is, always the ideal. And while the ideal is not something you can put down in black and white to really be sure that you're right, the ideal always takes care of itself when you live in that consciousness. When I live in that consciousness, I live in the ideal. Join with me today in recognizing that the ideal consciousness is yours. The ideal consciousness is who you are. The ideal consciousness is all that matters in this world for you, for me, for anyone else. I now have my ideal car. I now have my ideal family. I now have my ideal life. And I am the happiest being imaginable. And that is what it's all about. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.